Good morning, everybody. You're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And today is Monday, August 11th. It's now 10:05 a.m. on the beautiful sunny west coast of California, of the United States, I should say, in California, where I am. And I hope you're all doing well. I hope you had a lovely weekend, and I'm so happy you're here with me today. I really, really am. I always love knowing that all of you turn up bright and early. Well, somewhat bright and early. This is early for me. I'm not a morning person. Not that I don't get cranky necessarily. Well, some days, yes, but I'm more of a afternoon person. I'm not a morning or an evening person. But I like the afternoons. I'm sort of like, I think I wake up around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Not literally. I wake up, you know, obviously much earlier than that physically, but, energetically, I think my high point is probably somewhere around like maybe 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And some of you who know me can attest to that. But it depends. It just depends. But, you know, today we've got Mercury going direct, and that is very helpful. I know a lot of us have been feeling challenged the last few weeks, especially, and even before then. But we do have a little bit of a shadow phase still going on for the next few days. And, you know, I know Mark doesn't really ascribe to the belief that Mercury retrograde changes a whole lot of things. I want to say I agree with him in many ways, and then I can't help but see the other part of it where it actually is having some effect. But I don't think that we let our lives be ruled by it. I think we need to exercise caution, you know, during certain astrological times, because some things really do, I feel, have an effect on us, certain aspects more than others. And, you know, Mercury retrograde, I have noticed occasionally that, you know, if I sign something or if I make some sort of decision, it somehow doesn't quite work out. And then there have been other times, you know, where I've had to do things because I had to do them and they worked out fine. So it's kind of what you align with more than anything. Everything is a belief system, right? So if you believe that a Mercury retrograde is going to be a negative thing, then it probably will be. But, you know, it's all about belief and alignment and energy, because energy is everything. And that's what our beliefs are comprised of. They're comprised of energy. They're not actually real. We are brought up from childhood with these beliefs that are instilled in us, and especially before the age of 7, we're just like sponges, and we absorb all this information from everyone around us. We're just like open little funnels, you know, just channeling in whatever is given to us. And that's kind of wild, but it's true. And then after the age of 7 is when we start to be able to discern a little bit more what and who we are and what is ours and what isn't, and what we believe and what we don't. But before that, we're just being spoon-fed information, and, you know, we're lapping it right up because we don't know any better. And we're here on this earth, and we're new. We're new souls on this earth, learning our curriculum, here to learn the lessons we came in to learn. And that's why so many different people can have so many different beliefs. Like, two people can look at the same situation and see two different things. One might think it's a really positive thing, and another person might think it's a really negative thing, no matter what it is. You know, it's really, look at the world today. Some people, they look at the political climate, for instance, and some people think it's you know, a horribly negative thing, and other people look at it and see only positive. So it's all a matter of perception. Really, really is. And your beliefs start with what you've been, you know, fed and what you've learned. And also, whatever you're thinking, your thoughts are going to inform your beliefs. And if you want to change your beliefs, you just have to change your thoughts, and you have to change the way you move in the world. And sometimes that's not as easy as I'm making it sound. It can be a little challenging, but you know at a deep level, or at least I hope you know at a deep level. I think we all know at some level what is truth and what isn't. Some of us are just better at discerning it. And I feel like if we really want to discern what is true and what isn't, and what resonates as truth, because truth is truth, and even if two people are disagreeing, there's still going to be truth. And there is going to be a slightly different truth in certain things for each person, depending on what we're talking about. You know, if we're talking about things that are very personal to us, sometimes that'll be different for everyone. But if there's like a thread of belief running through humanity, for instance, it's going to be true for everyone if it's actual, what's the word I'm looking for? Besides truth. If it's authentic. Yeah. If it's truly rooted in authenticity, it will resonate. If you allow it to, if you just tap in. So I want to invite all of you to join me over in the Facebook chat. And how you do that is you can go to 12radio.com on your device or your computer, and you'll come to a black background page, which is the 12radio webpage. And on the left side, you'll see some options, and one of them is chat. And then once you hit chat, that will take you right over into the 12radio Facebook page, where we can all chat, in my chat room, which if you scroll down, join the group first if you've never been here. And if you have, you'll know, just scroll down to my banner. Ooh, somebody just turned on very loud water in the background. I'm in my bathroom because I thought it was going to be quiet. But my neighbors have their own ideas. So anyway, just scroll down and you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And say hello. Ask questions, make comments. You can feel free to share your thoughts. I am here for you to answer any questions you may have about your life or any issues you may be facing. Just, you know, any curiosity that you might have. You can ask me questions about my life if you're curious. Or, you know, what I've studied, which has been many different things. I usually start out with the fact that I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner. And speaking of which, I was up in Los Angeles Saturday, and I attended a very, very enlightening and wonderful event over at the, it's a long name, let's see. I'm trying to think of the name of. Hold on, my phone is right now. Okay, it's called the Peace Theological Seminary. And they are pretty wonderful. First of all, they have the Peace Labyrinth. It's a really beautiful place. It's right in the middle of a neighborhood in LA. And it's like this big, beautiful, stately building in the midst of like a regular kind of suburban slash urban area. And it, I mean, it kind of stands out like a sore thumb, really. But no shade to LA, but you all know how I feel about LA. However, I was inspired to take my little self up there and travel to LA for this workshop. I really just felt called. I don't feel called to LA very often, honestly. As a matter of fact, I pretty much eschew LA. I avoid it at all costs because I dislike the energy so much. It's so overpowering for me. It's just, there's too much. Too many people, too much energy, just too much going on. And it's not that I don't like people. I love people, but especially, you know, with everything that's happening in the world lately, it's a busy place and a lot of things are going on. So I try and stay away from busy areas. I didn't like Times Square in New York either. It's not just LA, but, you know, certain areas of the world I tend to stay away from because I just feel all the energy and it doesn't feel good to me. It makes me anxious. So I like to preserve my peace at all costs. So I went up to this this place. And again, it's called the Peace Theological Seminary and College of Philosophy. And I really wanted to attend the event because this particular venue, this school, because it is a school, it's called Prana. They call it Prana. They offer many different workshops and courses. And I really wanted to be there. Plus, I'm not sure if this got cut off or not, but I really wanted to meet a man named Jeffrey Morgan, who is quite lovely and quite astute and just very intuitive. He reads energy, and he does live Zooms twice a week, which I'm always a part of in the audience. I don't do anything with Jeffrey except ask him questions sometimes, but he's really great because he has very esoteric knowledge, and it's a little bit different sometimes than, like, when you ask him a question, it might be a little different. You might get a different answer than you might get from someone else typically. So I like the way he is. He's very smart. I have to say he's probably a genius, just knowing all the things he's studied. I wouldn't be surprised if he were some sort of savant, but anyway, he's a lovely guy, and he was one of the co-facilitators of the workshop, and his information just is really interesting to me, so that's why I wanted to meet him in person, because I've spoken with him on Zoom and asked him questions, and we've interacted, but I never met him in person, and I think an in-person connection is very special. So I always like to, for me especially as a human design projector, I always like to be in the presence of the person with whom I'm interacting physically if possible, because it just makes such a difference for my aura to be able to plug in to them. Although I can't say that I don't plug in virtually, because I definitely do. It's not hard. But being in someone's physical presence is definitely an advantage. So I did end up meeting him, and I met one of the other facilitators, who happens to be the lovely actress that some of you might know, Lee Taylor Young. And Lee is married to John Morton, who they call the Traveler, because they say he embodies the quote-unquote traveler consciousness. And basically what that is the consciousness of spirit brought into human form. And I don't completely understand it, and I'm trying to, but the way I understand the traveler is that it's simply like some people are naturally psychic and other people have to kind of practice more. That's what I liken it to. The someone who embodies the traveler consciousness, it's very easy for them to draw on spirit and give messages that help other people, and walk in the light and the loving in that energy, like all the time and almost without fail, even though they're in a human body. So that's kind of the way I understand it. And I'm learning more about it all the time. It's very interesting. And of course, you know, this is not universally known. So this is a teaching that is pretty specific to the Peace Theological Seminary, but they do have ministerial courses where you can get certified as a minister or ordained, as the case may be. And I don't know exactly how all that works, but I do know that if you're interested, this is the place to go for it. So it's a very interesting concept, the whole thing. And it was a very beautiful workshop. I worked with some lovely people. They partner you up and you do processes together. And some of this is what I experienced at USM when I was in school. Excuse me, one second. I think I need a little bit of water. I feel myself being dehydrated. Excuse me. Okay. So the processes were, we had one-on-one processes where we each asked each other questions relating to how we feel our lives are on the verge of the Christ. Like, what are we stepping into? And it's something to think about. What area of your life, or what areas of your life do you feel like you're stepping into? Or where are you on the verge of the Christ consciousness? Where are you on the verge of leveling up? Where are you on the verge of finding a place of more love and more acceptance and more allowance and less resistance? Where are you stepping into? What are you trying to bring into your life? What are you trying to manifest? What are you trying to achieve? What are your desires? Like, very simply, like, if you're very goal-oriented, sometimes that can be great. And other times, it's a simple desire where you're not necessarily doing a whole lot, but you're just visualizing, or you're just getting into the feeling state of already having what you want. And these are wonderful tools that you can use to up-level your life and truly step into the Christ consciousness, which is that state of being where everything flows and everything manifests. So let me go over to the Facebook page and see if any of you have questions about this, because I would love to answer them. Okay. I just got a very nice message from someone. Very lovely. He says, the thought of being in your presence is exhilarating. Isn't that a lovely thing to say? That is really lovely. Thank you for that. My friend on Instagram. Okay. Facebook, here we come. It's like a whole thing. Like, I just explained chat and over to Facebook. Okay. Okay. I have you all here in my sights. Hey, Rob, it's good to see you. I'm glad you're here. Nice to have you back. And Renee is here. Hey, Renee. You came up in my awareness yesterday, Renee. I feel like you have a question and you're just maybe not wanting to ask it for some reason. I don't know why, but that's what I'm feeling. So that's what I'm going to tell you. So if you have a question, feel free to ask me. It's totally okay. Anyone, not just Renee, but anyone. I love answering questions. Okay. All right. Rob would like a card. Okay, Rob, I will pull a card for you very shortly. Let me just say hi to everybody. Hey, Pamela. And yeah, Renee's, you're happy about Mercury going direct. I don't blame you. See, maybe this is why I feel like you have a question of some sort. Hey, Jean. She says, hugs. All right, and you would like a card as well. Oh my gosh. You're finishing up cleaning out your mom's house. Okay. I could use cards and positive energy. Yeah, let's send Jean some positive energy. Oh, Lordy, we're not even going to talk about the rest of that. She's talking about the things she's finding that are not really fun in her mom's house. Like little critters. Ew. We definitely don't want to focus on that. Yeah, no, that would be a no for me. A huge nope. But I give you a lot of credit, Jean, for doing that. Okay, hey, Ryan. Let me make sure I'm seeing all of you here. And I am. Okay. Ryan says, hi, Lori. Question from last week. Oh, I appreciate you circling back, Ryan. And Ryan's question is that he's working with a healer and a teacher who's having trouble due to deep feelings of unworthiness. Okay. Yeah. So, how you can support her? Have her listen to this show. That's one way you can have her. You can support her. Seriously, I'm not even kidding. Unworthiness is a thread that runs through almost all of us in some way, shape, or form. Some of us more than others. So your friend in particular, if she's feeling unworthy because of her past relationships that have like nagged her and denigrated her and made her feel less than, what she needs to realize is that the people we encounter are simply mirroring what we believe about ourselves. So those people she encountered who told her she wasn't good enough or whatever were basically disowned parts of herself and parts of herself that she really wants to own. And these are just wounds, okay? These are emotional wounds that came about for her much earlier than just those partners, you know? That wasn't the first time it happened. That was the trigger, okay? So what happened with her most likely was in her childhood, somehow, some way, probably at her parents' hands or someone in her family, someone close, when she was a little child, they didn't properly take care of her needs. They didn't properly attend to her. She was made to feel less than. She was made to feel like her needs weren't important. She was neglected in some way, disregarded. And that all stays with you. That goes into your body and that gets stored. And it gets triggered later, and that's when it comes out for healing. So what it's doing now is coming up for healing. So now is the time for her to heal this. This is an opportunity for her. It's not actually a negative thing. It's actually a positive thing. Everything that happens to us is for our higher good, our highest good. And so this is coming up for her right now so that she can look at this. Look at this stuff about herself that is so, so very uncomfortable. The unworthiness piece. And now is the time for her to use her tools to heal it. And the fact of the matter is, we all like I said, have this peace in us to some degree and for different reasons. And we get triggered, and that's when we want to try and heal it. And we can, because if you are in a human body, first of all, you are innately worthy. It says in A Course in Miracles, I am entitled to miracles. I'm entitled to miracles. We are all entitled to miracles. And by miracles, I mean good everyday things. Not just the, you know, earth-shattering type of situation that people think of a miracle as. But a miracle in A Course in Miracles is really just, you know, a loving situation, an opportunity for love and growth and expansion. So you are entitled to miracles, and you are entitled to support, and you are entitled to know, we are all entitled to know, that we are inherently worthy by being in a human body, because not everybody gets to be in a human body. Not everybody wants to be in a human body. But if you wanted to be in a human body and you chose to be here in this incarnation, you are worthy, 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 worthy to the max of anything that you truly desire from a place of heart-centeredness, from a place of love. So I also want to add to that, and there are many tools she can use for this, but I also want to add to that quickly that the people who trigger us, again, they're giving us that opportunity for healing. And also, on the human side, and the energetic side, and the emotional side, all the sides, those particular people are not our people forever. They're only supposed to be here, you know, a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Some people are only supposed to be here for a little while to teach us the lessons that we came here to learn, to help us learn these lessons. So if she can find a way to have gratitude for this opportunity, it will really serve her. And it will enable her to get out of resistance and into that loving place inside her, where she will feel who she really is as a soul, as a spirit. And she will feel her worthiness. She will feel the inherent God energy in herself. And if you are God energy, how could you not be worthy of anything? Truly. So these people who are in her life, they were just there to show her and mirror back to her that she has some stuff to work on. And this is her curriculum. And it's supposed to be happening this way. It's not an affront to her. It's not something that's being perpetrated on her. It's just something she came to learn. And for her to learn it, she just needs to look at it. And this is why we do shadow work. That's what it's called. She needs to look at it. She might know exactly where it came from in her childhood. She might remember. She probably will. She might remember situations where this same feeling was triggered in her as a child. And now it's stored in her body and it's being triggered as an adult. But now she gets to fix it, because now her soul is at the right level and at the right consciousness level where she is actually able to look at this and heal it. So I'm actually happy for her that she gets to heal this right now. Because once she starts healing this, she's going to have different experiences with partners. And it's going to bring her more of what she actually wants in partners and in other areas of her life as well. Not just with partners, not just romantic partners, but, you know, people everywhere that she encounters in her work, in her private life, in her friend group, everywhere. You know, in people she considers teachers, she's going to align with the right people. And that's what we want. You know, we want that. We want to heal these emotional wounds that are in our bodies. And if she's not already like doing some sort of movement, dance practice, yoga, working out, or breath work, or sound work. I know that at MSIA, they work a lot with what they call the sound current, because it's the current of Christ consciousness. But if she's not doing some sort of movement, breath, or sound to move energy from her body, I highly recommend it. But yeah, everybody's got karma of some sort that we are working on, and this is just part of hers. And the more she can allow it and accept it and work with it and realize that it has nothing to do with her inherent worthiness, the more she can do that, the better off she's going to be. And the more quickly she's going to heal these emotional wounds. And again, there are many, many tools, which I talk about here and there on my show here. One, I know gratitude is a big one for me. Gratitude is huge. Because gratitude for what you already have brings you more of what you want. When you're grateful for what you already have. I also like the heart opening technique where you breathe into your heart space and just allow yourself to let go of anything that's weighing you down, any baggage that you have, just let it go and focus on the love, your open heart. And what really resonates for me lately is persisting in my mental diet, but more specifically, The Golden Key by Emmett Fox, which is taking your mind completely off any issue and focusing on God and allowing God to step in and shift your energy and fix the problem. Because that's what happens when you drop resistance and when you focus on God and don't focus on the problem. First of all, you're removing your attention from what you don't want, because focusing on it is just going to give you more of what you don't want. So you want to take your attention away from what you don't want, and you want to focus on what you do want. In this case, you just focus on God, because focusing on God feels really, really good. I mean, it feels really good to me. I hope it feels really good to you. Because when I focus on spirit, you know, Christ consciousness, God, I'm focusing on who I really am. And for me, that takes care of a lot of the worthiness issues, if there are any, which there usually are some. So that right now is my kind of my go-to. Like, I put problems out of my mind and I focus on God. I'm like, you know, I might say a mantra like Florence Scovel Shinn. I cast this burden on the God self within and I go free. And if you want to be more specific about it, she could say, I cast the burden of feeling unworthy on the God self or the Christ consciousness within, and I go free to be who I truly am, which is love. And I attract that in everyone I meet. I mean, why not? it's a great mantra. It's a little long, but you know, it does work. And then if you want to re-listen to this episode of my show, feel free, because you know, you can write it down. And then, you know, like, do affirmations. She's I don't know if she does these. She probably does, because she's a healer, so she probably knows a lot of this stuff. But still, you know, even as healers, we sometimes have to be reminded, and that's okay. I write everything down so I can go back when I'm in a moment of misalignment, and I can go back and remind myself, because I can see it written down on the paper. Oh yeah, think of God. Stop thinking of the problem. I wrote it on my arm, so I'd remember. I wrote the word persist. Persist in thinking only of God and not of the problem. So I hope that is helpful. I really love the question, so thank you for that. And I'm just going to pull a couple cards, because I know that Rob asked, and so did Jean. So let's do that before we run out of time, because we're getting down to the wire here. And thankfully, it's been pretty quiet, which is nice. What do we get? Okay. So, Rob, I pulled the Angel of Finances for you. Very interesting. I think this is probably going to have some answers for you here. Honor and give thanks for the blessings you're about to receive. I love the card. Rob and anyone else who this applies to, because sometimes these cards are for more than one person. You are about to receive a substantial sum of money, or a substantial stream of money is about to enter your life. There you go. You have drawn this card because of your faith in the universe and your strong commitment to your purpose. I love it. The Angel of Finances is here to remind you that external wealth simply mirrors our internal beliefs. You can choose to see the world as lacking, or you can see it as abundant. You have realized that money is simply energy, a means of exchange which reflects your values and the way you view life. Honor and give thanks for the blessings you are about to receive, and remember to put your money to good use. Spend and invest your money in ways that help you further your true purpose and long-term goals, whatever they may be. Oh, I love that. I love that for you, Rob. I really do. Because I know that your little step into the professional world, you know, it has to do with money, right? So this is great news. I'm happy for you. I'm very, very happy for you. I'm happy to have been able to pull that card for you. Okay. Jean, let's see what we have for you. Yeah. Cards and sending you lots of positive energy. I'll send you light, as we do. Light to Jean. Sorry, I know shuffling cards isn't really great radio, but that'll be done. Especially, I really need to learn how to shuffle better. I do. My shuffling skills are not what they could be. There must be a way to do it, because I see people do it so easily. And I always feel like I'm struggling to shuffle. Oh, but there's a card that fell out, so that's good. The Angel of the Universe, Jean, says you are being encouraged to expand your thinking. Right. By choosing this card, you are being guided by your angels to look at your life and work from a broader, more universal perspective. Okay, the angels congratulate you for all you have done to date to serve and help humanity and those around you. Your mom is very grateful to you, I'm sure. Okay, yet it is time to move on to the next level. Trust your angels and the universe, for they will guide you. There is no need for anxiety or fear. You are simply being encouraged to think a little bigger. Start to imagine yourself and your work reaching and touching larger numbers of people without losing any of the integrity of what you do. And I know you have great integrity. I can feel that in you, Gene, very strong. Imagine all this happening with ease and only in ways that will make you feel comfortable. Because, Gene, when you make yourself comfortable, everybody around you feels better. Okay. It takes no more effort to think big than to think small. There's no need to do anything radical at this time. Remember, to a large degree, we create our reality by what we think about, dream about, and imagine. Simply think a little bigger and ask the angel of the universe to guide you, or your spirit guides, or, you know, whoever you relate to. God, the divine spirit, whoever. Or your mom. Your mom is right there with you. I have no doubt. I want to even say I can feel her with her. I can feel her presence. I sense her presence with you, of course, because you're going through her stuff. And it's, this can be, honestly, this can be such a beautiful thing for you, even though it's hard at the same time. The energy, and I'm sure you've noticed this, the energy of like clearing out your mom's stuff, it's got all your mom's energy, right? And I feel like there was a lot of love there. I'm getting a very soft, loving sense. So, you know, really take time for that and let your emotions come up if they need to. But, you know, do this like I would suggest really doing just about anything. You're doing it with love, and allow yourself to feel that love. Your mom is with you, spirit is with you, and there's a lot of love surrounding you. And in your own heart, that love you have for yourself, feel that as well. Okay. So I know I have not refreshed the chat, and that is not very nice. So I'm going to refresh it right now. We have one more minute left. And of course, there are like thousands of comments, which I love seeing. I just wish I had another hour to talk to all of you. Ryan says, thanks. I'll have her listen for sure. I don't want to attempt to recap. Yeah, I love the Course in Miracles references. I'm glad she's actively working through the unworthiness. Good. Okay. Yeah, she does need to move through it. And she will. She will. She's doing the best she can. As we all are, and there's just stuff for her to learn here. She came here to learn it, and she's going to learn. And you also, Ryan also says, I like the gratitude angle. It's tough, but it's a good way to overcome. Definitely. Use it. Use it. It works. Okay. I would love, Joni, hey. I'm sorry I didn't get to you sooner. I would love to give you insight. I wonder if you can. Oh, you know what? I'm going to do this in the chat because I know I have been neglecting you lately. I am sorry about that. And it's not been intentional. Of course, you know that. But let me, I'll pull a card for you and I'll put it in the chat. How's that? I'm glad you're taking the course, though. That I love that idea. I don't know what it's about, but I'm really glad you're taking the course. I feel like it's a good thing. Oh, Lord, Renee. Okay. I have to get off the air and make way for Serena and for Catherine. So I'm going to take a look at the chat, and I'm going to answer all of you in the chat, like every single one of you. So I will be there in the chat shortly, and I will address everything you're asking me, okay? And if I can't, I'll address it next week, but I'll try and address it in the chat. But right now, I gotta go. So thank you all for your wonderful thoughts, insights, questions, energy. I appreciate you so much, and I love you all so, so much. Thank you for being here with me, and please join me again next week. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.